The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon. And welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I'm very pleased to be bringing you the Daily Briefing on KTQA 95.3 FM in Tacoma. The Daily Briefing is your place where you can get your updates and resources related to the pandemic and, well, living life in Tacoma. Before we begin with our updates for today, remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. You can even talk with interpreters in other languages by pressing pound when they answer and saying your language. You can text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and get your questions answered that way. Dialing 211 is basically a magic number in the state of Washington. It'll connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. And you can also visit wa211.org online. There are a number of mental wellness support phone lines and text services that are available to us. The Washington Listens support line is for helping us manage stress during this time of pandemics. And that number is 1-833-681-0211. For those that might be in more acute crisis, there's the Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number. That phone is 1-800-273-8255. There's a way to text confidentially a trained crisis counselor anywhere in the U.S. All you got to do is text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741-741. That's the crisis text line. Teenagers and adolescents can call or text the Teen Link number at 1-866-833-6546 and talk to a peer support counselor. And individuals struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. And if you're struggling to get out your phone or get out your pen and paper for any of those numbers and you missed them, remember that we always do 6 p.m. rebroadcasts of the Daily Briefing here on 95.3 FM, and you can go to our website, daily.ktqa.org, and click on any of the episodes, any of the dates, in order to listen to the readouts or read our Daily Briefing updates. Moving on to state-level information. The FDA, that's actually federal level, and an independent panel of experts organized by Nevada, California, Oregon, and Washington approved the Pfizer BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use authorization last week, and distribution began this week in Washington for certain healthcare workers. We have over 1,000 individuals in Washington that have been inoculated with the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. A 20-member FDA panel recommended granting the same emergency use authorization for a similar vaccine today, made by the company Moderna. And if granted authorization, it too will go through approval by the Western States PACT Workgroup panel of experts. In most places in Washington, individuals who are eligible to receive the vaccine right now include healthcare workers, first responders who treat patients with COVID-19, and older adults who live in congregate care settings. Those are things like nursing homes and assisted livings. Washington's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will make further recommendations this weekend on distributing vaccines to the next priority groups, which include critical workers at high risk of exposure through their work site, people with multiple high-risk health conditions, and people older than 65 years. Vaccination for those individuals is expected to begin in late January when more doses of vaccine become available. The federal government estimates the national supply will be adequate to begin widespread vaccination of the general public by the second quarter of 2021. In the meantime, local, state, federal, and international health authorities emphasize the importance, the continued importance of wearing a mask, staying 6 feet from those outside of your household, staying home if you're sick, and getting tested if you have symptoms or have been exposed to someone who has tested positive for coronavirus, keeping gatherings small, and washing your hands often. Bloodworks Northwest will be testing all blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies through the end of the month. Anyone who gives blood will get results that indicate whether their immune system has produced antibodies to the coronavirus, regardless of whether the donor ever showed symptoms or felt sick. If antibodies are present, it means that the donor's blood products might be able to help critically ill coronavirus patients, in addition to any patients who just need blood products for other reasons. Prospective donors can book an appointment online at bloodworksnw.org, or you can call 1-800-398-7888. That's a neat way to find out whether you've been exposed and maybe had the coronavirus and were a silent carrier, or maybe you got sick way back in the beginning of the pandemic in maybe March or April or May, and there weren't tests that were available for you at the time because we were conserving them or they just weren't available. So you can actually donate blood and assist other critically ill individuals, but also find out whether your blood is carrying the antibodies, which would indicate that you produced an immune response to the virus. As a follow-up to Wednesday's big news, where the governor and the superintendent of public instruction issued updated recommendations for when and how to allow in-person schooling for children in Washington state, several districts have made statements about their plans for 2021. Seattle schools plan to welcome kindergartners, first graders, and special education students back to campus by March, with the option for all students to continue remote schooling if desired. Federal Way school superintendent stated that it will take 6 to 8 weeks to transition from remote learning to face-to-face instruction for pre-K through first grade, and for any small groups of other grade-level students needing supportive instruction once the area coronavirus case numbers fall in alignment with the state recommendations. Tacoma schools anticipated sharing an update by today, but at this airtime on December 18th, it had not yet publicly issued any new statements about their timeline. Additionally, Microsoft announced that it's going to provide technology that tracks COVID testing data for free to all school districts in the state. Moving on to regional level information, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 165 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. At this time of airing, the health department had not yet issued what today, December 18th's report was, but there are an estimated 8,553 active confirmed COVID-19 cases right now in the county. Remember that for the COVID-19, the community spread of COVID-19 to be considered under control, the number of cases per 100,000 residents should be below 25. And it should be below 350 to begin the process of bringing back students to school buildings. Right now, we are definitely over 350 and certainly over 25. So community spread of COVID-19 is still very widespread and active in Pierce County and in South King County especially. To that end, there are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. Besides at regular clinics and doctor's offices, King County locations are available at kingcounty.gov. There's lots of drive-through and mobile testing events that are happening in King County. Note, though, that King County is no longer allowing individuals to book free COVID-19 tests multiple days in advance. And that's in order to discourage any would-be holiday travelers and to prioritize testing for those who have been exposed to the virus or to those who are experiencing symptoms. For our listeners in Pierce County, you can go to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This weekend's mobile testing events and next week's testing events include the following. On Saturday, December 19th, testing will be held at Sumner High School. as well as at the WPFR in University Place and at the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station. On Sunday, December 20th, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be out and doing free tests at DACA Park in Fife and at the Lakewood Emissions Station. On Monday, December 21st, Sprinker Recreation Center will be offering free COVID-19 testing. On December 22nd, that's next Tuesday, there will be testing at Spanaway Elementary School in cooperation with Nourish Pierce County, as well as at Pacific Lutheran University down in Parkland. And on Wednesday, December 23rd, there will be testing at Key Peninsula Long Branch Improvement Club, at the Tacoma Musical Playhouse, and the third place is the, of course, Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station. There will be no testing on Thursday, December 24th, or Friday, December 25th this week. There'll be more that'll start up again on the 26th next weekend. But lots and lots and lots of places for you to get your COVID-19 test if you're experiencing symptoms or if you've been exposed to someone who has tested positive for the virus. For the mobile events led by the health department, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free and open to anyone. And most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. But do check tpchd.org for specifics, because there are some events that may run a little bit later or maybe afternoon-only events. Results of the tests are available in 3 to 7 days. Now, if 7 days sounds like a long time in order to get your COVID test back, your results, remember that if you're experiencing symptoms or you've been exposed to COVID-19, while you're awaiting your test results, you're still supposed to quarantine for 7 days and isolate, stay away from others, definitely stay home, and wait for those results. There is a bonus. Some of the COVID-19 testing sites led by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department are also doing free adult flu shots as well. So if you haven't gotten your flu vaccine, that is available sometimes at some of the testing locations. If you still need to get your flu shot, but you're not looking for a COVID test, you can go to vaccinefinder.org. It's not too late to get yourself inoculated from flu. Flu is a respiratory illness that can be serious in addition to COVID-19, and nobody wants to get both of those viruses at once. Nobody wants to get any viruses right now, and possibly stress our already tenuous healthcare system that are dealing with our COVID-19 patients in addition to patients that need regular routine care as well. There is also a new program that even arranges for a test to be delivered to you if you've got mobility issues or you have trouble getting to a test site during the test site hours. You can go online to scanpublichealth.org for more info. That's S-C-A-N publichealth.org for more information on that. Well, on this Friday, I've got to say that I'm quite happy. My regular paid job is working with public schools, and we are on vacation. I hope that those of you who aren't yet on vacation are able to have a wonderful weekend. And those who have, please stay safe, wash your hands, stay distant from others, meet outside if you must mingle with others. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line and 211 for statewide community resources and referral services. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. If you missed any part of the daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us, and not what some corporation thinks. Go to KTQA kttqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.
And this is Becky again. One more little announcement that I forgot as part of the daily briefing. One resource available to you, SNAP benefit recipients that are headed to any farmers markets in Tacoma this weekend. You can increase your purchasing power through SNAP Match Nutrition Assistance Program. All you got to do is bring your EBT card to the information booth and you receive a coupon to buy almost twice as much produce. Bring that EBT card to the farmers market. Get fresh produce for free. If you're having trouble with any other kind of food security programs and nutrition assistance, dial 211. They'll hook you up. Again, have a wonderful, safe weekend. Keep those hands washed, and we will chat again on Monday with your daily briefing.